It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
I'd like to begin now with a question. Is it any wonder when unsaved people of the world look at some Christians, they view them as a bunch of nuts? Well, I believe many unsaved people are asking questions such as this. You want me to get saved? Saved from what? Saved to be like you? Well, I don't see any difference between you and me. Saved? You say my life on earth will change? Well, I don't see any difference in my life now than yours is now. Are you trying to insult my intelligence by saying you're different from me? You eat food like I do. That's human. You breathe like me. That's living. You say when you got saved, your life changed. Tell me how. Better yet, show me how your life has changed. Well, I believe that's some of the questions that unsaved people might be asking. Well, I believe there are many people who would be saved if we Christians quit acting like a bunch of nuts. Oh, it is true that people get saved through the preaching of the gospel. Paul says in Romans 1:16, and this is God using Paul, he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." When I ask, but how can we get people to listen to the gospel message if we are acting like a bunch of nuts? You see, unsaved people want to know how Christians can help them stay out of hell when they, that's Christians, live like the devil here. Well, many unsaved people say the only difference they see in Christians and themselves is that they, that's the unsaved, admit they do wrong. But Christians say they do what is right, but still do the same things that the unsaved do. As Christians, we often pass it off as an excuse that the unsaved use when they say, if that person is a Christian and they are going to heaven, I'm going too because I'm as good as they are. Well, I believe that in many cases, Christians have provided that excuse, if it is an excuse, by not living the Christian life in front of this lost and dying world of unsaved people. We Christians are to be different. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 says, "Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Separate. This means to be different. Don't do what the unsaved, the unregenerate people do. We are not to be a separate or a different people to be saved, but because we are saved. Rather than seeing God's people living like the world, unsaved people need and want to see a difference in God's people. Well, there are some observations that can be observed here in many unsaved individuals. Some would say, what is the difference? Well, I believe there are some unsaved people who are asking the following questions and making observations about Christians. First, as the unsaved might say, you attend your church, I attend mine, the world. Your church pays people to entertain you. Of course, you actually pay with tithes and offerings and your presence. My church, the world, lets me know up front that I'm actually paying for the entertainment I get. Well, the second thing that I would say here is that many unsaved people says this. They say this, your church leader tells funny stories to entertain. And I've been told nowhere in the Bible does your Christ tell funny stories to entertain people. In fact, I've been told he spoke about hell more than he did about heaven. Oh yeah, Christ sure was a great entertainer. That unsaved person might go on to say, one of my church leaders talks about hell, admits he's a comedian, and makes me laugh. Does your church leader ever talk about hell? Does your church leader just make you feel good by telling you not to worry about hell? After all, you are saved, going to heaven, no matter what you do. All you have to do is feel good, be happy, and keep unity in your church, no matter if what you do is right or wrong. Now, let me stop here just a moment and remind you, I'm saying what some unsaved people would look at a saved person, and they might be saying, they might be thinking these things. Another unsaved person might say this, Your church leader and my church leader are no different. They both make us feel good about the things we do. It doesn't make any difference what we do as long as we fellowship and we follow the leader. Neither leader wants us to be sad. Each of our leaders want us to be joyful, happy, happy, happy. Another unsaved person might say this. So, the bottom line is this. I see no difference in you, me, or our leaders. I get entertained at my church with worldly entertainment. You get entertained at your church with so-called cleaned up, Christian, hilarious, side-splitting, funny stories, magicians, singers, dancers, and scantily clad women who pattern themselves after the entertainers I see in my church, the world. And it goes on. An unsaved person might say this. The entertainers in your church charge for the entertainment they provide and won't perform unless they are guaranteed a certain amount of money. Well, pardon me, but I've been told your Bible says the gospel is free and not for sale. Oh, I forgot. I get it. The performers are not there to preach the gospel. They come to entertain. Now, I understand that people have to make a living. And you know, 1 Corinthians 1:17 says, For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. These unsaved people see these things in some so-called saved people, their attitudes and their actions, and in their churches. Well, let me add something else here. Another unsaved person might say this. I don't see any difference in my worldly entertainment and your so-called Christian entertainment. As a Christian, do you really believe there are such things as Christian rock music, Christian magic, Christian dancers, Christian adultery, Christian homosexuality, Christian worldly this and Christian world that? Or Christian anything goes as long as the word Christian is used? Wait, again, I almost forgot. You think by being like the world, you can save the world and people like me. Well, folks, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." That is sin. Galatians 5:13 says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not that liberty for an occasion to the flesh to sin, but by love serve one another." Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life everlasting." And Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Well, that's scripture. Well, the unsaved person might ask this question. They might say, "I have a question. How can you say your life is different from mine when you act and do the same things I do?" I've got it. We must have the same leaders and worship the same God. Well, I know you worship a different God, but it appears to me we are actually the same when it comes to worship. We both look to the world for a good time, act the same, live our lives to the fullest, fellowshipping with the world and each other. Well, I remind you that the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" That doesn't mean we as Christians are to separate ourselves from the unsaved. We're to be different. We're to tell them like it is, that Jesus saves, that he is the only way to heaven. And we're to live the Christian life. Well, finally, another unsaved person might say this. "You say you're different from me because you have asked Christ to save you." Well, I don't see any difference in us except I think you are a nut. Well, that's the end of the observation that I see here. There's many more. And I believe the preceding observations are being made by many unsaved people. I also believe many Christians are questioning the Christian standards found in the Bible, the King James Version. Biblical standards are being ignored or just plain stated as being outdated by many so-called Bible-believing local churches. When a standard of the Bible is called a preference instead of "Thus saith the Lord," then I can say with all authority of the Word of God that that person or church making such a statement is in danger of what Christ says in Revelation 22:18. It says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book." You see, I believe this passage is not only speaking about adding to the book of Revelation, I believe the verse is also speaking of the entire Word of God, the Bible. Matthew 5:18 says, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." Well, as Christians, we are not to discount any of the Word of God. We are not to change the Word of God to fit our lifestyle. The Word of God, and that's all Scripture, is to be used to change our lifestyle from lifestyles of the unsaved. We are changed from the lifestyle of the world by getting saved and by studying the Word of God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Well, Christians are not to fall for statements proclaiming that since we live in different times, we have to use different means to reach the sinner, or that we have to use different methods and programs to keep the Christian satisfied. The preaching of the Word of God is still what is used by the Holy Spirit to save the lost. If a Christian has to be entertained to stay satisfied or interested in the things of God, then I, as a Christian, can say to that Christian, "You had better check up on who or what you are believing in for salvation." Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24 says, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." Paul told the Corinthian believers, they used to act like the unsaved Corinthians because at one time they too were unsaved. But now, because they were saved, they were no longer to be as the unsaved Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11, "And such were some of you," Paul said, "but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." We who are saved, like those Corinthian believers, are to realize that we are different from the unsaved. We are no better than the unsaved, but we are better off because we have trusted Christ as our Savior and are on our way to heaven. Do you know Him today as your Savior? You need to trust Him today. Christians are different because they're on their way to heaven. We're no better than, the Christian is no better than the unsaved. We're just better off. And you need to ask Him to come into your heart if you've never done that. And Christian, you need to stand up for God. You need to be in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that doesn't believe in the so-called dancing rock Christian music. There is no such thing as Christian rock, Christian adultery, or anything that takes away from God, from His Word. May God bless you and may you live for the Lord.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.